How's everybody doing this morning? Are you glad to be here this morning? I tell you, of all the days of the week that we have, this ought to be the most special. This ought to be the one that we look forward to. I remember when I used to have to work a job all the time. I'm talking about a job where I had to be there from 9 to 5 or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I always look forward to the weekends. I always look forward to that time when Friday was gone and then it was my time. You know what I'm talking about. It's a blessing to be here in God's house. How many of y'all know what a horse is? I know this is a stupid question in a cowboy church. You don't know what a horse is. You know, a horse is something that we use in our culture all the time, just about every day. And if you know what a horse is, you know what a farrier is and how important it is to have one that's good. He's kind of like for a human, he's a foot doctor, except he's a hoof doctor. There's good ones now, and there's bad ones, just like there are good doctors for humans. But a friend of mine, Robert, give me this. I'm going to talk about this in just in a second. This little thing I got a hold of my hand. You know, a farrier, being that he's a doctor, a lot of times he has to put shoes on a horse. And they put shoes on a horse for a lot of different reasons. Some of them for stability. Some of them for corrective measures because there's something wrong with the hoof. Some of them because they just need traction. It's lots of different reasons. Maybe it's rocky where they live. Has to put shoes on him so that he's up off the rocks. You know, there are different times that you need to have shoes. And shoeing a horse actually seems like a small thing, doesn't it? Because it doesn't seem like it takes very long. But there is a science to it. There's a reason that they look at it, they trim, they look, they file, they look over and over again just to get the right balance. You know, there's an old verse that goes something like this, and it talks about this one little thing. Can everybody see this? What is it? It's a horseshoe nail. You know, this little sucker right here, it's not very long, and they make smaller ones than this. But this little thing makes all the difference in the world when it comes to keeping a hoof manageable. For having a shoe on a horse, if it's done improperly, it can lame. For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the rider was lost. For the want of a rider, the battle was lost. For losing the war, the kingdom was lost. You know, the shoes that you put on a horse are heavy, but it's all held together with this one little nail. This one skinny, it doesn't weigh anything, and it's easy to bend. I'm not going to bend it, but I promise you I can bend it. It is so thin and so fragile, but it has such a dynamic purpose for the horse. It has to be done right. It's all held together with a tiny little nail. You know, so small that if you dropped it in the grass, you might as well forget it. You'll never find it because it's smaller than a blade of grass. This morning I want to talk to you about something that's even smaller than that. And if I try, you know, I tried to get one and I thought, if I held it up, they still wouldn't be able to see it. And it's a mustard seed. You know what a mustard seed is? It's the tiniest, smallest seed that is known to man. It's smaller than the head. I'm just going to say a tick. Y'all know what a tick is and how little they are. It's smaller than that. And if I was to hold it up, I'd lose it in my finger because I couldn't hardly even feel it. It's so tiny. It's the smallest of all seeds. And, you know, if you planted that little bitty seed, it would grow into a tree, a big tree. That little bitty sucker that you can barely see. And most of us have to have our glasses on, and we still can't see it. In Matthew 17, starting in verse 14, I'm going to tell you a little story about the mustard seed. Starting in 14, that's Matthew 17, 14. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for them. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus then rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment on, the boy was well. Afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" He said, "You don't have enough faith." Jesus told him, "I tell you the truth, if you had the faith as small as a mustard seed, that small, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." A mustard seed. That boy, he couldn't be healed because of one thing, of unbelief. They had no faith. It was so bad that the parents didn't even have faith that the disciples could do it. And the disciples questioned themselves whether they could do it or not. Jesus said, if you just had just a little, just this much, you could move a mountain. I'm not going to be with you forever. How long do I have to put up with your unbelief? You know, a mustard seed is a living thing. And so is faith. Both were designed by God to grow. They were never intended to stay the size that they are. The problem with most of us today is that we're afraid to exercise our faith. We try and we try, mostly playing it safe by relying on somebody else's faith. You know what I'm talking about. You go and you find somebody that's a stronger Christian than you. You say, "Brother or sister, would you pray with me? Because why? I feel like I really need some help here because nothing's happening." Somehow or another, we think that they're closer to God than we are. Somehow or another, we think they've got a better connection to God, so we rely on them to go to the Father. You know, for a mustard seed to grow, it has to be planted in the ground. It's got to be watered. It's got to be nurtured. But it's got to be planted. Just by itself, it'll just sit there, a speck. Our faith is the same way. For our faith to grow, we've got to use it. We've got to exercise it. For all Christians, our faith starts out small. Smaller, so small that it's not even there. You can't see it. All of us start out that way. But when we pray and we believe and we see God move, we see God answer our prayer, maybe it's just a little one. Like Brad in his new truck. I'm telling you, this truck is 10 years old and it's only got 50-something thousand miles on it. 10 years ago today, God started blessing Brad. 10 years. He had him in mind 10 years ago to bless him with that truck. Now, y'all, that's the kind of faith I'm talking about. When you believe anything is possible, God wants the best, the very best for you. You know, faith isn't something that we can use sparingly, but it's kind of like our eyes. When you get up in the morning, your eyes just, they get to work. They're going all the time. A lot of times our mouths too, especially in my case. But most of the time our eyes do everything. And we breathe. We breathe and our lungs expand and we know we're alive. Our faith needs to be exercised like that. We need to start the day and leave it there all day long, expecting great things from God all day and end the day with that kind of thought. Y'all, without faith, we're lost. Without faith, we're weak. We're puny. But with faith, we can be as strong as your faith can hold. We can't make it through the day without faith. We can make it through the day without food, y'all. I need to do that. But I'm telling you can make it through the day without food. You can make it through the day without any water. Jesus did 40 days and 40 nights with no water or food. He fasted. So we know it can be done. But we can't live one day without faith, because what happens? We get despair. We get depressed. We get moody. We start complaining. And my favorite word, whining. I always say, you want some cheese with that wine? Anyway. But we start complaining and we start looking at ourselves without faith. You know, it pleases God to see us use our faith. Just as it takes a tiny little nail to hold a heavy shoe on a horse and to keep him stable. Just like that, it takes faith the size of a mustard seed to move a mountain. Whatever mountain you're looking at, whatever mountain is in your way, whatever valley is so deep that you can't get around it, faith will build a bridge. Faith will move the mountain. Faith is everything. We have salvation through faith. For by grace you are saved through what? Faith. It's time we pulled our bootstraps up and got together and started exercising our faith here at Common Ground Cowboy Church. You know, we are so blessed here. Just this week I've had two different people that don't go to our church. One's in the area and one is nowhere close. And he said, are you a preacher? I said, well, yes, I am. He said, you're at that cowboy church down there, aren't you? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, man, y'all are the talk of every place around here. He said, I've noticed one thing. He said, most of the church, and I'm not, if you're from another church, don't be offended. But he said, most of the churches I've seen around here and where I'm at are dead. There's nothing going on. There doesn't seem to be any life. There doesn't seem to be any, God's not moving. I said, that's the Holy Spirit, my friend. That's the Holy Spirit of God. I said, it has nothing to do with me. I always say, God blesses in spite of me. In spite of all the things I say and do, He still blesses. The other person asked me, what is different about your church? Why is your church growing? Why are all the other churches declining? He said, it seems like people are leaving church, their church, to come to your church. I said, well, first off, let's get one thing clear. I said, we never want to rob a member from another church. We never encourage anyone to leave their church home to come here. Now, if God tells them to do it, that's fine. But we are a church for the unchurched. Those that do not go to church anywhere. That's what the arena is for, is to draw folks that don't go to church. Already we've gotten several families just from that arena. Because of your hard work, you're going out there and working and doing things like God has asked you to do, and believing that he's going to do it. God wants to do wonderful, exciting, miraculous stuff here. Not only for you personally, but for this church. He wants to do great things for you as well. You know, let's take an eagle for instance. He's in a nest. He hasn't taken his first flight yet. He looks out and he goes, "Woo, mama, that's a long way to the ground. Are you sure if I spread my wings and I start flapping them that I'm not going to hit the ground?" Yes, baby. You got to have faith. You got to jump out of the nest and spread those wings and start flapping them. Well, how do I know? How do I know that I know that I know that when I do that, that I'm not going to go poof? But you just got to have faith. You got everything you need to do. You've got everything you need to fly and soar the heavens. You've got everything you need. All the power and strength that you need to do. All you got to do is jump out of the nest. If that eagle did not jump out of that nest, he'll forever be bumping his butt on the ground. Excuse my French, but that's what's going to happen. He's not any better off than anything that runs on the ground. He'll never fly. He'll never soar. He'll never experience all the great things that he could see and all the great things he could do if he would just take a chance. Just take a chance on God. Faith is just like that. You can either sit your whole life in the nest and look and go, "I don't see how that's possible, that God can do that. I think it's safe for me to just stay right here. I know I'm all right here. If I step out, what if I fall? What if I stumble?" Y'all, faith is believing in something even when you can't see it. When you don't understand it, faith in God is that way. You can't soar through the heavens if you're not willing to get out of the nest. You know, we all are meant to be spiritual eagles. We're all designed by God. We were born that way, predestined. I know some of you are going, "Whoa, wait a minute. When he made you, he knew you were going to be a Christian. He knew ahead of time what you were going to be like. He prepared your path long before today. So he knows what you can and can't do. He knows what you can do on your own strength. But he also knows what you can do if you jump out of the nest and trust him. Great things can happen. So I challenge you this morning. Let's spread our wings as a body of Christ and jump out on faith. Let's pray. Woo! Lord, we come to you this morning with the faith to move any kind of mountain. With the faith to fill any crevice in the ground. Lord, there's great things happening here in this church. It's so easy for us to when we're walking on top of the water, Lord, just turn around and start looking at the waves and start sinking down like Peter did. Lord, help us keep our focus on you. Help us continue not only, Lord, to love each other, but to love the people in this community. That makes the difference. That's the difference that Jesus made. He loved everybody that he came in contact with. He had a purpose for every person that he saw and spoke to and befriended. I pray, Father, that we would have this same purpose, your purpose. I love you, Lord, and if there's someone here this morning that doesn't know you, that's never trusted you with their life, they're still sitting in the nest, Lord, wondering what they're going to do with the rest of their life. I pray, Father, that you would draw them unto you, that they would receive the free gift of eternal life that you have, that makes all of us free that believe. I just pray for everyone that's here today, Lord, and those who are members that are not here, those, Father, that are visiting in the past, those that are going to visit in the future, those that are going to become members in the future of this body. We pray for them now. Just like Brad's truck 10 years ago it started. Father, you prepare the way for us now. Prepare the trail that we're supposed to walk on for the rest of this day, and we're going to trust you by faith tomorrow. Lord, also want to bless the food that we're going to have, Lord, after this service. Bless all those that prepared it, that we would eat it, Lord, and it would be to the nourish for our bodies, that we could better serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. We want to welcome all of y'all that are here. Thank you. God gets all the glory. But I just want to say thank you for coming here this morning. You were here for a reason this morning and to hear this message. You were here. It wasn't by accident that you were here this morning to hear it. So I pray for you that God blesses you wherever he takes you this week. Y'all have a great week.